Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 12th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Lita. How are you doing, Lita?
I'm good. Prepping for this hurricane that's going to hit the East Coast soon. And also, there's a hurricane brewing in the house, Taryn. Things are occurring. I thought that there was, I thought this was going to be an easy one.
Is Hurricane Howie back? Are we here? Is it Howie? No, it's not Howie. It's
there's something brewing, and it's level 6.
There's a civil war brewing. It's happening. I thought I was covered last night. Woke up this morning, not covered. Lots of stuff went down late in the night. So we have plenty to talk about this morning. I think I said Wednesday. I think that's what I said. So here we go. Let's talk about it. Everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. We started with Haley going around. We know that the day before she was talking to Brett about what she needs to do to stay and who she needs to talk to. So she was pitching for most of the day, talking to various people. She started with Angela. Talking about, Sam, she's a wild card. She should be leaving. I should be staying. Angela's going to mostly humor her here, but also kind of like keep it vague and says, you should like talk to other people. I'm kind of waiting on what Casey tells me to do. Maybe talk to Tyler. He might have something to say. I don't know.
Yeah. What Angela gives her is if you can convince Tyler that you're not going to come after him, then he will probably want to keep you. Which is technically true. It's just that there's no possible way in the world that Haley could ever convince him that she's not coming for him. So it's a completely nothing thing for Angela to tell her.
It's like when you do the I can't remember what it's called right now. The game theory problem where you either rat the person out or you keep your mouth shut.
The prisoner's dilemma.
Prisoner's dilemma. That's what I'm talking about. And it's like it's like the best thing to do to not betray the other person, because you do it once and then they can never trust you again. And you're stuck in an infinite loop of betraying each other if you're going to continue to play with them. And that's what Haley did, when she nominated him with the hacker power and then admitted it. She was essentially saying, I will betray you if it feels right at some point. Mm-hmm. And so ever since then, she's been getting screwed over time and time again by Tyler, while she tries to be like, oh, no, seriously, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to rat you out. I got betrayed again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which at this point, I don't know if she can really even call it betrayal. It's just kind of the rational course of events.
Yeah. So that's going on there. Haley talks to Angela. Angela's then going to go tell Casey about it. Haley's campaigning to me. Don't know what to say. They've really been going back and forth about like, what do we say? Do we blindside her? Do we tell her? Like, what are we going to do? Angela's also concerned about Brett and JC, mostly JC, but a little bit Brett. She's like, I'm feeling weird. Like, JC is acting weird around me. Also, like, why is he trying to get us fat? It's so weird.
Yeah, but Casey thinks it's funny.
Yes, I just love that they're on to him. They've caught on to his devious strategy.
Of being the witch from Hansel and Gretel and fattening them up so he can eat them.
Yeah.
Wow, Angela's so perceptive that she picked up on that unconventional strategy from JC.
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing, dangerous strategy.
Yeah, but this is going to loom large, the Brett and JC are sketchy idea.
Mm. This was happening kind of around when we were doing the roundtable last night. And I was talking about, Angela's talking about Brett. That's not a good sign for Brett. And especially this close to a double eviction. But of course, at this point, Casey is Brett's fine. JC, maybe. Yeah. He definitely reminds me of the witch in Hansel and Gretel. I'll grant you that, Angela, but maybe we should have a level 6 meeting. Everyone come together. We'll all feel nice and loyal. And you know, they're going to be closing the backyard soon. So this might be our last chance to really come together as a team and talk about team stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's exactly how it works out. They all trust each other so much to the maximum.
Go right? Team.
Go, yeah. Yay, level 6.
Let's go, team.
Yeah. Cracks are happening. And it's going to be mostly Brett's fault.
Well, it's going to be mostly Brett's fault because the next conversation here is Brett and Tyler. Brett, what's going to happen here is that JC is going to have yet again more cause to tell somebody, I told you to keep your mouth shut. Why didn't you listen to me? Nobody ever listens to me. I told you, keep your mouth shut this week. And no, don't. You didn't keep your mouth shut. That's... JC's definitely going to be saying that at some point later in the season.
Yeah, it's not a bad strategy in the Big Brother house.
Not too bad. It's just
keep your mouth shut.
Brett is going to talk to Tyler about his conversation the night before with Haley about, Haley. By the way, Haley was telling me that she was like, she says you heard something in the bedroom with you and Angela that might have been a little scandalous. And Tyler's like, what? No. Tyler heard about that. But then Brett got into, all right, so what should we do in this double eviction? What should we do moving forward? Because obviously, you know, we're loyal to level 6. We want to be loyal to level 6. Those girls, they're great to us. We've gotten so far here. Is there any merit to just throwing this idea out there? Maybe what if we did not go with them and went with the JC and Sam since they can't really win anything? I mean, would there be any benefit to that? I don't know. I personally want to stay loyal myself. It's just thinking about the options, it's maybe something that we should consider moving forward. Maybe this like sort of really beating around the bush approach could have worked with Tyler. If Tyler didn't already know, like a billion times over from JC, that this has been in the works for quite a while. So Tyler is just going to, he's just going to smile. He's going to set the trap and he's going to let Brett walk right into it.
Yeah. Tyler's response is more or less like, yeah, let's revisit this when we find out who wins. And then we'll totally keep it in the back of our minds and think about it. When in reality, he is going to run to Casey with this pretty quickly.
Yeah. So Tyler is, he's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. I think you make some valid points. It's something that we should think about when the time comes. We'll let's have a conversation about it and make the decision. Like, should we do this? I agree. I agree with a lot of your points. Brett says, you know, the jury would be really happy if we took Angela out. And Tyler's like, yeah, I see what you're saying there. I do. I see what you are saying.
Yeah, the jury would be happy if we took out the person that Tyler could definitely sweep the jury votes against. Okay, I guess that's true.
Yeah, so Tyler, he does not commit to this, but he does sort of give enough that Brett is going to continue to talk and dig his grave deeper and deeper, which is it's not good. It's not good, Brett. This is overall, this was a hurricane that was not good for Brett, because there were two. It was like there were two hurricanes bearing in on him from opposite directions. Because on one hand, they are going to have this level six meeting later to reinforce, guys, let's be loyal. And then on the other hand, you know, he talked about this with Tyler, and the danger of being targeted in the double eviction is looming on him from the other side. So dangerous stuff for Brett. Lots of danger.
I keep wanting to call them category four instead of level six, because there's four of them now, and the hurricane talk is not helping that impulse.
Is there a category six hurricane?
I don't know, but it wasn't a team on Big Brother 18. I think I saw like a gif of them or something. Like somebody made a joke about that, and now it's just been in my mind that, like, yeah, that's of those terrible team names from BB18, that was the least terrible.
I guess
at least
so.
It's a thing.
Yeah, but I feel like it should be category six.
Yeah, but there's only four of them left. I'm saying if they're going to adapt their team name, it's confusing for them to continue to call it level six.
Stop trying to erase Rachel and Winston from history.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Even though Rachel has turned on them on her Twitter page.
Yeah, she's not in it anymore. It's only Winston.
Basically. I don't think Winston has turned on them. I don't think he was on board with the anyone but Brett strategy.
I don't know. Let us know what Winston's up to on Twitter. It's certainly not something that is on my radar.
I assume Winston is still on board with Brett. They were such bros.
Okay, well, if there's a surprise pre-jurors vote, we'll know who Winston's voting for.
I think Winston is probably on Twitter like, Brett, hear me. Don't trust Tyler.
I'm sure that's exactly what's happening. Anyway, that was my alliance name tangent.
All right. So Tyler is going to go to Angela and let her know. Hey, Haley knows. What do you mean? What does Haley know? She knows what? She knows about us? Like, what are you talking about? She knows. Stop just saying she knows. What are you talking about?
She knows about our point system.
She knows. She knows everything. She knows about the hand holding.
God. Yeah. Okay. And like, what is to be done about this? Tyler is just like, we have to be more careful. Like, well, Haley's leaving, but also like, yeah, I guess you should anyway. I think the cat's kind of out of the bag at this point.
Yeah. Let's say she apparently heard us in the room. She thinks that we were doing things that we weren't doing, which like, so Angela's like, what, is she like making it up then? Like what's going on here? Because it's not like we have done anything other than secretly hold hands. You know. Did she hear the hand holding? She's like a cat.
It was so loud. They hold hands so loudly.
Yeah. I can hear the mini high five every time that your hands touch.
God, Tyler and Angela totally would be the kind of couple that high fives each other.
Well, that's really, if you think about it, holding hands is just a mini high five. That
it's like a really slow and elongated high five.
Yeah, it's just like a big delay in the release.
Okay, and that is like basically Big Brother first base.
I mean that in Big Brother terms, that's you've already hit a home run once you're holding hands.
Oh, okay, well, probably Haley overheard that. Home runs are very loud.
Exactly. She heard the sparks from their chemistry.
Oh God, I hate that. I don't like thinking about Tyler and Angela's sparks.
He's got to be careful. That hair could catch fire pretty easily. So Haley knows. She knows. Level six is going to come together and have their meeting. So here we go. Casey called it. They're going to come together, have this meeting, figure out their plan, try and reinforce to Brett, hey, we're all loyal to each other. Don't betray us. So they're there. They talk about the plan for the double eviction. They're talking about who should the target be. Should it be Sam? Should it be JC? Let's make an official call. And Brett is going to be pretty hardcore for it should be Sam, not JC. We should be keeping JC. We should be getting rid of Sam.
Yeah, surprising. His reasoning is that Sam has probably been throwing comps, whereas JC just sucks at them. So they all are pretty much on board with that, at least while Brett is in the room.
Yes. Sam, he thinks that Sam might have been throwing competitions. She won that that badass endurance competition, and then what? She's like gets nowhere in any other competitions. That's a little sketchy to him. Whereas he feels like JC has been trying and just sucks, and he can't do much in these competitions. So they should keep JC around. He also feels like JC is more likely to put Sam on the block than Sam is to put JC on the block. And to be fair to Brett, all of these are completely valid points, even though he has ulterior motives.
Right. I mean, the fact of the matter is that it doesn't really matter too much to any of the other three who it is. So Brett doesn't really have to pitch too hard here.
Yeah. So, you know, it's it really is not much of a hard pitch. They agree. Let's go with Sam. We'll take Sam out. But what are we going to do to take Sam out? Should we put Sam up next to JC and then just vote Sam out? Or should we do something a little riskier, a little more sexy? Get some other plans going, make it seem like we're not as close. Maybe put one of us up as a pawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They talk about Angela going up if she's not HOH, potentially Tyler being the pawn. Yeah. They're trying to get cute with it.
Yeah, because it would obviously, you know, if you're going to take one of them out, it would be beneficial to make it seem like, no, it's not just the both of you that are on the bottom. It's we're against each other. It helps make it so that one person left, meaning JC, is not like, oh, well, now I'm screwed because it's those four against me. It would be like, well, no, this person went up on the block instead. They control the votes anyway, so it wouldn't really matter. And then also they're worried about, what happens if somebody wins the veto. Who would go up as a replacement nominee, all of that stuff. Thinking about all kinds of different options.
Yes, and it's all going to kind of come crashing down when they have to consider putting Brett up, more than consider when they kind of decide that eventually Brett is going to have to go, potentially while Sam and JC are still in the house as a result of this conversation that Brett has.
Yes, but they're still all together at this point. Talking about pawns. Jumping ahead.
Sorry, just so excited.
What they talk about, Brett is like, I've been on the block a few times. Casey's been on the block a few times. You know, maybe it should be Tyler or Angela that go up as a replacement if it comes down to it. And they're kind of agreeing about that. And then they're like, as you mentioned, like, well, okay, so maybe if this person wins HOH, then like if Angela wins HOH, then Tyler would go up. And if Tyler won HOH, then Casey, they're talking about all kinds of different things that ultimately I think, do not matter unless Brett is the HOH. Because like I said, this is sort of the other end of, a bad thing coming for Brett, because while he feels more confident about his alliance not coming after him, they are going to later be coming after him, which is making him less likely, I think, to make the move himself and want to throw the HOH to somebody like JC to make it for him, or at the very least say he is left off the block and then wins the veto, as we talked about last night in the roundtable, maybe less likely to use the veto to force somebody's hand and then vote out one of his allies if he thinks that they're very loyal. Basically Brett needs to see right through this and continue to target them. Otherwise he might be, very, very screwed. Casey is going to, talk about, you know, hey Brett, like what are JC's plans anyway? What has he been up to? And Brett was like, I don't know. she doesn't really talk to me. Just tells me to keep my mouth shut. We don't really talk much. Casey knows this to be a lie. Basically, everyone knows this to be a lie. He's already starting to dig his hole a little bit with Casey, even in this conversation.
Yeah. Also, at one point, Angela suggests drawing straws for who goes up. And I would like to say that I don't care what their plan is for the double, as long as it's not that. I hate that. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to have time to draw straws during a double eviction. Come on.
They could have like pasta, like raw spaghetti with one of them broken.
It's true. That could be something that production shuts down during a double eviction. I think they wouldn't like that. Yeah. I mean, they've let them do like rock, paper, scissors before. They've let them do the M&Ms or whatever it was, Skittles, obviously, but that wasn't in a double eviction. Yeah. It would be really disappointing to see a double eviction be like, right. Oh, let's draw straws.
Yeah, it sucks all the drama out.
Yeah. They also talk about like Haley at one point wanted to borrow a dress from Angela, and so Angela's like, should I let her borrow the dress? And they're like, yeah, you should. Just like let the dress go. She'll probably return it eventually, but it'll like really blindside her.
I don't know if I would want to return the garment of somebody who blindsided me. I would sell that.
I don't know. I don't know what your position would be legally.
Well, if someone gives you a belonging,
so if they let you borrow it,
I don't know.
There's like actual evidence footage of like I'm letting you borrow this dress. If you then go sell it, I don't know.
But Angela wouldn't say that verbally. She would just be like, "Here, you can wear a dress," and then that's not legally binding information, I think. But yeah, I think if I were Angela, I would be worried about never seeing that dress again.
We should look up the California laws for selling borrowed items.
Okay. Yeah. I was just saying, I better not be one of Angela's nicer dresses.
Well, I mean, look, she's willing to sacrifice a lot to pull off a blindside. That includes giving away one of her dresses.
For what reason? Like, for what purpose?
It's what they do.
Okay.
It's what they said.
What we're good at.
It's what we do. It's what we're good at, yeah.
All right.
Look, they did it all season long. It's what made the season so great. So, if they want to keep blindsiding, I'll give my blessing.
Whatever. Haley's a little bit on too. I feel like she's not going to be as blindsided as she could be though, because she understands that people are not reassuring her as much as they have been in the past when she's been on the block.
Yes. However, that is going to change after they come up with this plan. So who knows?
I still think she's a little suspicious, even though Tyler reassures her.
Well, she was suspicious all of last week too. It's just a matter of like, is she extra suspicious? So there we go. The plan is she's going to let Haley borrow the dress. They even talked about like, if she doesn't ask, maybe you should offer it.
too much.
So Haley is going to talk to Tyler and ask her about Thursday. She says, nobody's really giving me reassurance this time. It is kind of worrying me. And Tyler's like, well, I'll give you some reassurance. I think you're not going. It seems like people are really worried about Sam. She's got a lot of jury votes, so I think she'll probably be leaving Thursday night. I don't think you have to worry.
Nailed it. King of reassuring.
She's like, oh, thank you, Tyler. Nobody has been reassuring me at all. You were the first person to say anything positive. Like, this is great news.
Yeah, but then she's also like, but now that you say that, Brett and JC also have kind of been positive, so I probably have the vote. Like, this is not where your mind should be going with this.
She's starting to feel a little more confident, I think. So Brett and JC then talk. Brett tells JC about his conversation with Tyler. He was like, you know, Tyler, he was a little murky about like the details when I brought it up to him. Like, I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what he's going to do, but he wasn't like fully on board, but he wasn't fully against it either. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of I don't know, people interpreting wishy-washiness in order to fit whichever narrative they prefer.
Yeah.
I feel like is a theme of the day. I'm just like, well, I didn't get a solid answer, but like, it's probably good.
Yeah. And JC is like, okay, that's fine. Like as long as he doesn't rat us out or anything, like, we'll be okay. I don't think he's close enough to them that he would rat you out. Obviously JC thinks this because JC has been telling this to Tyler for weeks now, and he's never been ratted out up until this point.
Right.
But it's a different story with Brett. Mm-hmm. Brett does say that, hey, you really got to watch out for Angela. She has been talking mad crap about you lately. This is bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they reaffirm that Casey and Angela still need to be their targets, particularly wanting to get Angela out.
Yes. Really, again, reinforcing, like, after this meeting with Level 6, really reinforcing to JC, you should take the shot at Angela. And so I feel like he might be a little bit worried to do it himself, especially after the Level 6 meeting. And he's hoping that JC will take that shot for him. Obviously, JC, I think, would take the shot. But Brett is in a lot more trouble than he thinks, as we will get to, I promise. It was the last conversation of the night. So really building up to the big drop here. Haley is going to go to Casey briefly to be like, hey, Casey, what's going on? Casey is also going to give her reassurance. I think you're good. I think you're staying this week. You know, they've all come up with the plan. They're all going to stick to it. They're all telling her, we're all good. Don't worry. You should be safe. She's trying to make the blind side happen.
Yeah, she implements this plan of telling Haley that she will break the tie in favor of Haley if there is one, just to give her a little extra something there.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Haley could be, she is definitely going to walk out of the house and say, I knew it. But she would have said, I knew it the previous 2 weeks as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really count. But they are trying to trick her a bit here.
Yeah. That's so sad. Poor Haley.
All right. So then we get finally to Tyler talking to Casey. Tyler says, hey, everything that I've been saying, he's been dropping hints. He's been planting the seeds. He's finally, and Casey has been resisting them. No, Brett's loyal. It's Level 6. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it. Tyler says, it's time to be worried about it. Brett came to me talking about, oh, let's think about our options. Let's talk about what if we did turn on the women. And Casey is like, no. I never would have thought.
She had too much faith in Brett's sweet face.
JJS in the chat. Did Casey finally believe him? She did. She did. She's like, oh, wow. Okay. Well, I guess Brett needs to go. Tyler is like, yes, Brett does need to go. He says, man, Brett even talked about, like, maybe we should take Casey out before Angela because, you know, everybody's already targeting Angela. Casey might be the bigger threat. We can take JC and Sam to the end. And Casey's like, ah, oh, that guy. Can't believe he would betray our team.
That scoundrel. Yeah. So they talk about him potentially being the replacement nominee. Rather than putting up JC and Sam as straightforwardly as they can, and having him maybe be the target before either of them.
Yes. So there it is. Tyler finally, I've been saying it all week. I think Tyler's going to take his shot at Brett, and he's finally going to make this happen with Casey. Casey is on board. I think it would not take much work to get Angela on board if they wanted to, especially if they both came to her pitching this. So here we go. The shot is lined up. They're going to take it on the double eviction. They talk about the plans. Sam, but here's the thing. It is a little risky because they do not plan on putting him up right away. We did talk about this on the roundtable last night that the risk here is that they do plan on putting Sam and JC up on the block and then trying to backdoor Brett. This is obviously in the case that Brett wins the veto. The problem is, if they can't trust Brett, if they think that if they are not able to control him, he is in a position where if he does win the veto and then uses it, he could force either Angela or Tyler to put somebody else up on the block, which would be either Angela or Casey or Tyler or Casey, depending on who's the HOH, which would mean that either I don't even know if Tyler's forced to choose on the spot. Do I put up Angela or Casey? I don't even know what he does. But if Angela's on the spot, she obviously is going to put up Casey. And then JC and Brett, although she might put up, I guess there's a small chance that they put up Tyler and try to force JC and Brett to vote Sam out. But which could maybe hinder their plans. But I don't know if Tyler would be okay with the risk there. Theoretically, if he uses the veto on JC, then he could force, Tyler or Angela to put up Casey or Angela or Tyler, and then JC and Brett would control the votes. They could force Casey or Angela out of the house, which is what this opens them up to that weakness in the armor. And the only reason they're not putting Brett up initially anyway is because if he wins the veto, he can take himself down. So I really feel like this is a mistake. It's a little bit like half taking the shot. And it's essentially the same downside. Brett winning the veto ruins the plan both ways, but in one of the ways, it dramatically ruins the plan, or could dramatically ruin the plan. In another way, it just makes him safe, and then they take somebody out, and then they have to worry about him coming for them afterward. But they would have to worry about that anyway, I think. I think that he is going to try and come after them after this double eviction, even if they don't put him up, because he probably feels like he has to. Although, I guess, honestly, thinking about it from Tyler's perspective, and given that Tyler is the one that came up with this plan, it is better for Tyler to not put Brett straight up on the block, because Tyler is the one that benefits from Brett not knowing that he was going to take the shot. And if Brett does win the veto when he's off the block and then uses it to force one of the women out, Tyler's not the one that takes the fall for that. But for Casey, definitely. This is leaving Casey in particular very, very vulnerable. She should not want to do this at all. She should 100% want Angela or Tyler to just put Brett straight up on the block. But that is currently not the plan. Currently, the plan is JC and Sam, then backdoor Brett. So could be a very exciting double eviction, depending on what happens here and who wins the HOH.
I enjoy watching you beautiful mind all of these scenarios. It's also important to note that JC already was kind of hinting at wanting to throw the veto because like we said, he wants JC to take the shot more than he wants himself to, and kind of just wants those two pairs of Angela and Casey and JC and Sam to go after each other rather than him being part of it. So Tyler picks up on that and says that he's going to try to convince Brett to throw the HOH, which I don't think will be too difficult.
Yeah, I do think that Brett is already sort of considering throwing this HOH, because again, that meeting with level six, really, he was like, I don't want to have to be the one to betray them. I would love for somebody else to do it. So I think it might be in his head to maybe throw this HOH, which, you know, it could theoretically put him in the best spot where he throws the HOH and then say Tyler wins, he puts up Sam and JC, and then he wins the veto because he's fine winning the veto. Then he's in a position to make the best move, which is he would be able to take Casey or Angela out, as we talked about. But it's definitely very dangerous for him, especially having just exposed his plan to take out Angela to Tyler, the person in a showmance with Angela, let alone the fact that Tyler has final twos with everyone else in the house. We're like, sometimes like we take for granted just like how embedded people are. Like the fact that Brett is doing anything with Tyler is already a massive mistake, but we're focusing on like these other small mistakes. But like really the big mistake that we talked about a long time ago and now take for granted is that he's working with Tyler at all at this point. But obviously having just told Tyler all of this stuff about how you might want to betray the Alliance, and then randomly we're having a big Alliance meeting about how we're going to be loyal to each other and what are our plans for the double eviction. And you're thinking like, yeah, it's probably safe to throw the HOH, when they might know that I'm coming for them. They know that I'm a competition threat, and there are two people that are not threats at all. It's risky business, Brett. It's risky business.
Not good, Brett. Not great form.
No.
But it makes for some exciting stuff coming up. For what could be a potentially very straightforward double is now having a lot of intrigue.
Well, I think it was always going to have some intrigue. This is,
it always has intrigue, but I feel like there's a lower chance of it just being JC and Sam.
Well, yeah. I thought this was going to happen. I figured Tyler, he's got, look, people doubted me. They were like, Tyler's not going to go for Brett. Oh, stop it. I saw you people on Reddit.
Well,
I saw you.
If Brett hadn't had this conversation, then Tyler probably wouldn't have. This was like a wacky thing for Brett to do.
Tyler has been dropping hints to Casey for a while. This just finally gave Tyler the ammunition that he needed to convince Casey.
Yeah, but he needs that ammunition.
He would have done it without Casey shot regardless. Being
on board? Okay. You think he would have without Casey being on board?
I think he would have tried to convince Casey no matter what.
Okay, but it wouldn't have necessarily worked.
Well, sure, but that was what I was saying. Like, Tyler is still going to try to take this shot, and if Casey goes against it, that's even more intrigue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right. So here we go. Going into the double eviction, we've really a lot of things to consider, a lot of different potential outcomes here. I do think that Casey could be in danger with a Brett veto win. Angela's obviously in danger if Brett decides to not throw the HOH or if JC wins the HOH. Really, I think Sam is probably, I think JC is probably the second safest person in the house after Tyler. I feel like, Tyler's the safest. JC, it's hard to find a spot where JC leaves, because if Sam gets off the block, then Brett's going on the block. And if Brett is HOH, then Sam is going to go home. Or I guess if Brett is HOH and then he doesn't target Angela, but he is going to target Angela. So it's like, if Brett is HOH and Sam goes off the block, then Angela goes up. And then I guess Tyler and Casey would vote out JC in that spot. So I guess actually Brett being HOH is probably the worst case scenario for JC in terms of safety, because that could be a dangerous position. But even then he could if Brett just puts up Casey and Angela and then one of them wins, then he can put up Sam. So never mind. That's actually not the case. Basically, if Brett wins the HOH and then doesn't follow through with the plan to put up Angela and Casey, that's the one spot where JC could theoretically go home. I don't know. I think Brett might be too scared. Brett might have the same mindset as Tyler in the sense that, like, I'm going to put up the two pawns first and then backdoor, but that obviously won't work. But honestly, I don't even know if he's going to win the HOH. Then we've got, I don't think any other situation leads to JC going home. So I think JC is very safe here in the double eviction. Then obviously we've got Casey, who could theoretically go home depending on veto outcomes. Or if, say, like, if Angela is the HOH and then the veto is won by the wrong person, or if Angela wins the veto next to Casey and then Tyler goes up next to Casey, then Casey could go home there. But I do think she's the third safest. And then Brett, very, very in trouble here. In fact, I'd go as far as to put him as the most in danger now. It used to be Angela. And I said Brett had a good chance of winning either HOH or Vito, which kind of dropped him from the number two spot. But I actually feel like if he's really considering not winning this HOH, that bumps him up to the number one spot, especially now that Casey's 100% on board. I assumed she would be on board, but now it's a definite, and so things are looking worse and worse for Brett. So that's not looking good. And so I think Brett is actually the most in danger, followed by Angela. There's still a whole day for Brett to think about, actually like a whole day and a half-ish for Brett to think about, like, maybe I should win. Maybe I shouldn't be thinking about maybe not winning.
Yeah. Wow. Well, those are your full power rankings, or lack of power rankings, whatever the opposite of power is.
Danger rankings.
Yeah. Danger. Ooh. Yes. They're your full danger rankings, everyone.
Yeah. Just stuff to watch out for. It's going to be a fun double eviction. Like I said, I feel like worst case scenario is Sam winning the HOH and then putting up like Angela and Brett and them just being like, well, our hands are tied. Sorry, Brett. But she could theoretically put up JC as well if Brett is able to get into her ear. And maybe that's a spot where JC could go home as well. But not particularly likely that she even wins, let alone puts up the right combination of people to send somebody like JC home. But yeah, lots of different outcomes.
Scenarios.
Yes, very very scenario-ific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your inner Jose has come to the forefront.
So there you go. Very very exciting night in the Big Brother 20 house. We are on our way to a big battle. I do kind of wish that it wasn't happening on a double eviction, that it would happen like over the course of a week. But that's fine. It'll be a good episode, and we need a good episode to carry us down to the end of the season here.
You're not being sold on all of the Tangela segments of good television vision.
Well, they have so much sparky chemistry.
Sparky chemistry. Yep, they just really grab all of my attention.
There were people in the chat that were like, why are you trying to hide the fact that they have made out in the house, pretending like they've only held hands? Like, yeah, that's what we were doing. We were really trying to cover for them.
We didn't want to rat them out, guys.
Yeah, we're not Haley. We're not going to make dumb moves, as I think Brett said, or Tyler said.
Yeah. Whatever. Guys, she knows. That's the bottom line.
She knows. Guys, she knows. She knows everything.
Yeah.
All right. We will of course be live tonight to recap tonight's episode. It will be fun to do some of that. Tomorrow morning, of course, I will be live at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And then tomorrow night after the double eviction, it'll be Rob, Brent, and myself. And we will talk about everything that happens there. And I have a feeling I'll also be going live on Twitch after that podcast. Double eviction fallout should be lots of fun, lots of stuff to talk about, lots of chaos. Well, you know, the shot will be taken. Brett, I think, will be very mad. I think if Brett throws that HOH and then goes home on that double eviction, he is going to be like Shane, like BB14 Shane levels of bitter. I think he's going to be so mad.
Scorched earth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine that from Brett, just given what he... what his demeanor has been in the house, especially the last couple weeks. He's such a goofball. But I would actually like to see that. I like to have a little bit of a, perhaps not a bitter jury in the way that they vote, but I like people to get fired up.
Well, I think my read on Brett, based on past behavior, is that he is the perfect kind of juror where I think he will go out being insanely bitter and mad and emotional, but then give him a week or two, which he will have, he will come back down to earth and you know, vote the way he feels is the correct way. Because basically what often happens in the House is like during that veto competition where he got the vacation stolen from him, like he was actually really mad for a while. And then he was like, oh, it's not a good look to be mad. Actually, yeah. I wasn't really mad. It was all just play. You know, actually, I'm actually totally fine. And he's done that a few times now. So I think we'll see him very fiery if he leaves in this double eviction. But then I would imagine over the course of some time in the jury house, he will come back down. And especially because I think he'll want to, like, he'll get to the jury house and he'll get to be the person that's like, oh man, we played you guys so good over the course of the season. And he'll want to like be a part of level six again and not try to be like super bitter about things, I think. So
yeah, it's going to feel really cool, like feeling like he was part of the popular group and nobody else in the jury house was.
Yes.
So I agree with you. I think he's going to want to keep that level six identity.
All right. There you go. So there we go. Anything else you want to bring up, Lita?
Mech Ninja Warrior.
Yes, we recorded about the finale yesterday. Should hopefully go up at some point today. You know, it's end of the season.
It's over. Time for you all to go and binge the entire podcast. Yes. All three seasons.
Listen to all of the episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see why you wouldn't. Big Brother's almost over. Bachelor in Paradise is over. American Ninja Warrior, what else are you doing?
You learn so much on the American Ninja Warrior podcasts. There's a lot of Googling.
Yeah, it's kind of like Jeopardy, except it's like really slow and neither of us ever actually agree on what the answer is.
Like, for instance, did you know that Jeep is not just a kind of car? It's a company that makes cars.
Yeah, I did know that, actually. I think that was you that didn't know that.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the audience. I was saying, did they know
about this? I was being the voice of the audience because everybody knows that Jeep is the company.
I don't know if everyone knows because I didn't know, which means at least one person didn't know.
Okay, yeah. So that's the kind of stuff that you learn, the very advanced knowledge that Jeep is a brand.
Yeah. So there you go. Make sure you you check out the American Ninja Warrior podcast. And yeah, I think that's all we got for you. So again, check me out on Twitch. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Lita is at Lita Tweeted. And yeah, I'll see you next time.
Oh, sign up for, I promise I'd plug this, sign up for Survivor Fantasizer if you want to do that. I'm the scorekeeper on that, so you can tweet me any questions and concerns for drafts.
That's another bonus listening to the American Ninja Warrior podcast. You can hear me brag about my undefeated status as a Fantasizer drafter.
Yeah, so you can be just like Taren and have lots of things to brag about.
Mm. Yeah, so there you go. Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's been a fun update. We needed this. So I will see you guys next time.